Today on this special episode, we're going to be canoeing to the next episode. You know, canoeing to the very next thing, to the next part of our lives, to the next part of our journey, whatever that is today. And that may be getting your laundry done. That may be getting over somebody. That may, protecting your peace. You know, these are all things I think people forget about sometimes. You know, I'm a person who likes to help out others and I like to do things for other people. But sometimes it's, you got to do what's good for yourself. And I'm not saying you got to be selfish. I'm not saying you got to say, hey, those are all my M&Ms. You're not allowed to have any. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, hey, if you need an hour to yourself to fold your laundry in peace, hey, you might need to just go do that, you know, or maybe you need to go work out for yourself. Don't work out for anybody else. Work out for yourself. And last episode, we were in a sweat together. You know, we were in here and we were thinking about things together and praying or thinking about things that we could be doing or just enjoying the episode, because that's also very much what this is for. And thank you guys for so much for being here today. And it's very special to be here. This reminds me of what canoe journey last year. It was my first time paddling and it was a good time. And I got to say, the people who put that on and organized that for every tribe, I got to give a shout out to them. And if you don't know what canoe journey is, check it out. Canoe journey is basically where all the tribes from the Northwest coast canoe to one another's reservation, and they dance, sing, and canoe together. And you canoe together with your tribe to another tribe and or nation or what's another thing people say, village, nation, tribe, nation. There's a whole bunch of other things that people say. It's not just tribe, not just nation, not just village, not just tribe. Or I might have repeated it, but you know what I'm saying by now. And it's a beautiful thing. I used to be part of canoe journey in other ways. I remember one time I went up to Campbell River with my cousin Dion, and we shared this small tent one time, man. And my cousin Dion, he's a big guy, you know, tall guy. And we squeezed in this, I swear, half-person tent. You know, we were driving all night, and we got to do that. And that was fun. And canoe journey always has like a fun part of me, or reminds me of a special part of what it's like to be out here and what it's like to be from here. And recently I just went to Squamish. They had a jam going on and we were just there hanging out, and it was a good time. I had a good time. They had the lemonade, and you know, here's the thing, when the lemonade starts popping up at the events, man, I got like this, you know, sixth sense. I feel like when I know there's lemonade at an event. There's strawberry lemonade at an event, and I see somebody with that plastic cup with that hole-punched straw hole and fresh strawberries and fresh lemonade. Dude, I'm running straight to there. I saw one. I'm not joking. Within 30 seconds, I was already up looking for it. I saw somebody walk into the Squamish Longhouse with a lemonade. By the time they sat down, I was already out of my seat looking for lemonade, and that's just how it goes. You know, when lemonade pops up at an event, I'm going to find it. I don't care if it's 10-minute walk. I don't care if I'm asking somebody for 10 bucks to go get one, because, you know, that's the going price for lemonades. You know, I could sit here and complain about, oh, lemonade's expensive at powwows and jams and canoe journeys. It's all expensive. I don't care. That's the one thing I spend my money on. You know, I like to splurge on food, man. I like to enjoy eating. And if lemonade's going to be at an event, I'm going to find a way to make money to get it. I'll ask money. I'll ask aunties. I'll compliment people's dresses. I'll compliment people's headwear just to get some extra money to get a lemonade. Actually, one time I was in North Dakota, and my cousin, you know, I've told this story, I think, before, and he was, how would you, courting, you know, that's how they used to say it back then, courting a woman. He was, he was very much interested in this girl, let's just say, for the funny part, for the sake of this thing. And he kind of told me to go figure out something to do. He said, hey, what are you going to be doing? You know, walk around, I guess, I said, you know. And I walked around and I got lemonade twice. I made sure that lemonade lasted me at least 20 laps around the powwow, because, you know, I was watching. But I didn't really want to make it look like I was just there with my cousin watching him his every move. I gave him his privacy. And, you know, long story short is I found lemonade. And here's the thing. There's some places that aren't necessarily just the lemonade stand. It's like lemonades within the actual vendor tent. And you got to find who's got the good lemonade. You know, there's some people out there, man, who their powwow lemonade connoisseurs. You know, they're coming at you. They know the prices. They know how much it costs to get there. You know, I don't know where these people come from. People are saying, oh, $10, basically all ice. They barely even squeezed the lemon. The strawberries were old. Saw mold on them. Like, there's people who are already trying to come at your lemonade stand. So that's the thing. But I'm a big fan of it, man. If you got lemonade at your event and you need somebody to walk around all day and show off your lemonade to people, I could get people in the booth. Not just saying me as in Dom Joseph. That's not what I'm saying at all. Just me being a guy with lemonade. I could have a wig on if you want, you know. So if you're at a powwow and you want somebody to represent or sponsor your lemonade and just walk around all day with a full lemonade thing, I will. You know, all I ask is 2 free lemonades for the day, and I'll walk around all day and I'll plug it. That's the thing too. When I get a lemonade from somewhere I like, I'm plugging it. I'm telling at least 10 people at that powwow, that event, that's where I got it from. And I'll go as far as being like, they'll be like, oh yeah, the one over by there. I'll be like, no, I'll walk you to that vendor tent to make sure you get the right one. And I'll stand 10 feet back to make sure you order the same thing. You know, you have those people who do that. Like, they'll walk you to the vendor tent and then they'll stand away. And they'll be like, get that. And then you turn around and be like, are you this one? And you're like, yep. And you give them that thumbs up from afar. That's me. I make sure my people are taken care of, especially when it comes to lemonade. That's true, man. I mean, I'm a big fan of it. And but yeah, the jam was good, man. I had some lemonade. I walked around. It was, so shout out to Squamish. That was the first place I ever pulled into and on a canoe. So it was kind of cool how it kind of came full circle almost a year. But like I said before, for all the people who are wondering about Canoe Journey 2024, it will be a youth canoe journey to Puyallup. I'm pretty sure people are still going to canoe that they like to canoe, and they still want to paddle. They can still do that, but it's going to be mainly focused around the youth. Really cool. Really cool that they're doing that. But I feel like only as we say baby the same way. And not in like the sweet romantic way, you know, when you give your honey a strawberry with chocolate on it type of baby, like when you're trying to find your kid. Baby! Think about how your relatives say baby for when their little kids are running around. It's basically the same cadence. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of traveling this past 2 weeks in the Washington State area. I mean, I like to travel, but I like to travel in my state, man. I don't know what it is. For me, man, traveling has always been something of... I'm learning to get better at, and it's a luxury. I got to acknowledge that, but maybe it's the Northwest in me, man. We would travel, we'd just canoe to the next res, and that was good for me, you know? And I'm learning to get better at that, and if I've ever canceled plans or said I was going to travel to you and I didn't, I'm sorry about that, but you know, we're all here, and you know what I noticed? As I was traveling, we went up to Snoqualmie. Snoqualmie is a tribe up here in the Washington State. You can look them up. Not a plug. They didn't pay me to say this, but I had a good time. We went to the falls. We did a hike, and we hiked down, and then we hiked up. It was a little late, but it was fun. Then we went to the casino, and here's the thing. I like traveling to other casinos. You know, I know I'm going to probably lose money. I know I'm probably going to go eat at the restaurant there. But that's fun for me. And I don't know if that means I've aged, because when I was a kid, I'd always be like, why are we always traveling to the native casinos? You know, not that there was anything wrong with it, but I was a kid saying this, like, whenever we go to California, whenever we go to Oregon, we're always staying at these native casinos. And now I get it, you know? So I'm officially to that age now where when we're going to a certain area, I look for the native resort, native casino in that area, and that's where I'm staying. I don't care if it's a little bit extra. I know I'm going to have a good time. I know I'm going to gamble a little bit. I know I'm going to have probably really good food at a good price, and they're going to treat me good there. You know, I walked in the Snoqualmie, and this is what I do. You know, I give them my tribal ID. If I'm in Washington State, especially going to another casino, I give them my tribal ID. It's just a, hey, you know, I'm another native here trying to show you guys I'm native, I guess. Not really like insecureness more so, but more like, hey, I'm here checking you guys out. Just saying what's up. So I give the guy my tribal ID. You know, two people in front of me gave him their ID, the regular state IDs, and they scanned them. They said, all right, you're good to go. I gave him my Tulalip tribal ID. I got a pat on the back. And I got to say, hey, Snoqualmie, that was pretty cool of you guys. I don't know who you guys got working out the security there, but he gave me a pat on the back. He's all, welcome in, man. And it was a different type of welcome in. I don't know what it is. I think that's just the type, the way people are out here. But, you know, if I could find that security guard and if I would have won that night, I maybe would have tipped him. But I didn't win. So, you know, Snoqualmie, I got to be, as much as I'm going to praise you guys for your hospitality, you know, I didn't stay too long because I didn't win. Maybe change the percentages a little bit on the slots. Maybe let me get a, you know, I'm not saying let me get up to like 400. Let me get me up to 100, you know. I'll play it down. You always do. You know, oh, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play down to my last 100. And then you're down to your last 80, 50. And then you're like, oh, might as well just spend it all. I would have. But I lost really quick. I walked around looking for my machine and couldn't find it. So I had to settle for some other machine and I didn't win. That's just part of it. So I went and ate at your guys' nice restaurant in there. Pretty affordable. Before I start saying too much about all this, people start calling you out for that type of stuff too. Can't compliment too much nowadays. People start calling you Glaze. You know? Dom Glaze Joseph, some people would say. Oh, he's glazing Snoqualmie. Oh, he's talking about glazing. That's, you can't say one nice thing anymore. Say one, two or nice things or more in one sentence, people are already saying glaze. You know? I don't know what that means. Well, actually, I do. I don't know what that is all about, I should say. I do know what it means. Glaze, for all the people who don't know, for all my people who want to be educated on the lingo that's going around, for what I know as a 26-year-old. God, you know what? I don't remember how old I am. I think it's 26, 27. I'm going to figure... Let's just look this up right now. But before I get to that, glazing is basically like just saying, oh, you're like hyping them up. You're talking about them so much. You're worshiping them. That's basically what glazing means. Okay. How long ago was November 19th, 1997? 960. Okay, I needed to see years. 26. I'm 26 years old, 5 months and 9 days old. That's how old I am. So I'm 26. I've been telling people 27, dude. Yeah, I'm 1 year younger. It feels like feels the same. People would always say that too when you're at your birthday. Oh, do you feel older? Such a lame question, man. I mean, sometimes, yeah, like when I hit 26, yeah, I felt older. But like when you're 12, they'd be like, hey, you feel older? No, I mean, there's still board games that say like 14 plus and up. I'm still young, man. Yeah, man, we went out also to the coast. And the coast of Washington is a beautiful place, I gotta say. There's a lot of nice tribes out there on the coast of Washington. And you guys got some beautiful land out there. And I went out to the rainforest and went out to the coast. Went through Nia Bay, saw Cape Flattery. Like I said, I bought a CD on the trail, you know. Put money right in the thing, too. You know, I didn't have to. I'm not asking for a compliment either. I'm not trying to be like, oh, Dom's a good guy here. I'm not asking for that. Just saying that's what it was all about. You know, we drove right through Nia Bay and we went through their grocery store and they were stocked. And here's the thing. I just want to say this for all my Nia Bay, Macaw people who listen or people who are out on the coast who listen. Coast of Washington, maybe clarify that. When I was younger, I was always under the impression that Nia Bay had like one store. And I thought the one store they had like the essentials. This is what I grew up hearing. So I don't want you guys thinking I was like being mean or racist or whatever you want to say. When I went there, they had a teriyaki store. They had a nice store. Had like the fridges there kept their drinks colder than the ones we have. Like, I got to say, maybe this is a new and maybe the leadership has really stepped it up and the people. But when I was a kid, I was hearing like they had like one little tiny store. I saw a couple stores and a teriyaki one. And it took us a while before we had teriyaki out here in Tulalip. So I don't know what to say other than it was nice out there. And nobody's never said that it wasn't nice, but I had a great time. And I just drove through. And I count that. I count driving through as being there. But yeah, I drove through Forks. And for those of you guys who don't know what Forks is a town that Twilight was based out of. And when I was in middle school, man, these white girls got crazy. Even the teachers, too. Like, I'd be walking around, there would be girls saying, hey, you're a werewolf. And hey, you're a vampire to certain people. And I remember getting the werewolf thing. Like, I would be sitting there eating my lunch, sitting there with my buddies. And they'd be like, oh, look, it's a pack of werewolves. And they'd laugh. Like, I was kind of flattered at the time, you know. Suddenly, I was a little kid. I was like, yeah, that's okay, I guess. But then after, like, the second week, I was like, this is kind of, like, racist. You know? Every white girl calling us wolves now? Like, hey, you know, being a wolf is cool. Wolves are, they're cool. They howl and stuff. Ow! You know, like, they do all that. They hang out with their buds. They run in packs. Like, that's cool. But why is it I get sent to the principal's office when I call them a bunch of vampires? That's when I knew the system was just out of something. You know, the system was messed up. I knew the system was corrupt when white girls were allowed to call me and my friends a pack of werewolves. But as soon as I call them vampires, I get sent to the principal's office. That's not right. And, you know, the principal was cool about it. They're like, hey, I understand where you're coming from. You know, and I was like, well, cool, thanks, but I still got a lunch detention. You know, that's like me defending myself and, you know, beating the guy up or whatever, or figuring out a way to get out of it, and I still get in trouble. And that's when I knew the system needed to be fixed. And that was when Twilight came out. So that's been needing a lot of fixing. And I'm surprised, you know, if a new Twilight movie comes out and they pull that stuff again, I'm not holding back. Because in the movie, I'll say this too. In Twilight, the vampires said they can recognize when werewolves are around because of the stink. Like, that's a part in the movie that the author wrote in. And like they had this smell to them. And that's what I feel like these girls were trying to do back then. Like, that stereotype come from a movie, man. And so, yeah, that's when I knew the system wasn't right, man. And I don't know, if you were a native back in the Twilight times, let me know. Like, call into the hotline, 425-320-3641. Yes, call that number, 425-320-3641. Let me know if any people were calling you wolves or werewolves or anything back then. But I don't know what it is, man. Like, there's this shirt out there, out at every powwow, every event, every vendor tent, that I always look for. And it's just a plain tee with a wolf on it. I don't know what it is about having just a wolf on a t-shirt. Just makes me feel a little bit more sacred. And if you guys know where to find like a simple wolf one. And I don't want the weird Amazon ones. I know the ones that are from Amazon. I want the ones that it's just a wolf head on it. He's just looking straight. And look at me. I was just complaining about getting called a werewolf. And I want a shirt with a werewolf on it. But it's true. I do. So I'm not saying that I took offense to the werewolf thing necessarily, because the wolves are cool, like real wolves. But when you're applying it to the Twilight thing, you're a vampire, dude. Making fun of people's pale skin, you get in trouble. But you say something about brown skin, you get laughs. Oh, hell no. Not around here. Not around in Northwest Coast, man. That's not how it goes. Not to brag, but played a couple games down at the YMCA, and that's always fun. Playing basketball, pickup basketball. But something about playing pickup basketball, man, is there's something special about it. I treat it as in I'm in the finals, man. You got to. It's like PE. You got to think, you know, whenever I'm playing basketball against random people, I treat it as in the NBA finals. And I'm a little bit out of shape. I'll be saying I was running a lot long distance. I was never a long distance runner. And it doesn't compare to the running you do in basketball to me. And I'm not saying long distance runners can't play long basketball games without getting tired. I'm saying me. I ran 4 miles nonstop, and I thought I was like the most in shape I've ever been in my life. I played 2 basketball games. I was winded, and they were only to 11. And I was sweating way differently than I was in that run. Maybe that run I was just going a little slow. Who knows? But as I was traveling around Forks and all these other towns in Washington State, not just to say Forks, not to just to say Aberdeen, not to say the one town over by Snoqualmie, but you know, by res towns, you're going to go by white towns. And I don't mean that in a racist way, but you know, here's the thing about white towns. I like them. They're fun to be in. They're like one street. They got everything you need: post office, butchery, barbershop, grocery store, gas station, and a little boutique store, and maybe a martial arts gym if it's fancy. And you know, one other thing they always have in these little towns is they have a broken down trail. They have in these little towns, they have a broken down train, and they have a little shelter over it, and they have a big sign. And for some reason, that's just their art. I don't know what it is, but next time you go to a little town out in the outside the suburbs, I guarantee you they will have a broken down train with a sign next to it and saying, "This is our history." And I don't know what it is. Hey, trains are your guys' history. I like Thomas the Train. I did. I like trains. Sometimes they annoy me a little bit because I used to live in a town that had a train track right in the middle of it. But next time you guys go to a little town, I guarantee you, you will find an ancient artifact of theirs from the 1950s. That's ancient to them. And it will be a broken down train that still looks like it could run. Just please, next time you're out of town, almost every big artifact of their town that they love is a broken down train. Marysville had one too. Marysville used to have a broken down train right over by the Albertsons. So if you think I'm just talking shit about other towns, I'm not. I was in Aberdeen, saw a broken down train with a sign around it saying, "This is Aberdeen, welcome to Aberdeen." Was then over by Forks. They had a broken down train over there too. It just happens. But yeah, man, there's a lot of things to be making fun of, you know, like over in Pike Place Market, place that everybody loves. I love Pike Place Market. You know, I'm from Seattle. You know, it's a great place. You can go get fresh produce. You can get fresh fish. You can get cool gifts. You know, the gum wall's there. You know, a lot of cool stuff going on there. You know, also very, really, you know, very short bathroom stalls are also there at Pike Place Market. You know, you want to go take a shit and you want to see everybody walking by, Pike Place is the place to go. You know, you want to go see some old gum on the wall, Pike Place the place to go, man. It really is. You want some good beef jerky, good bakery, Pike Place Market is the place to be, man. And see how I use place in the same sentence? It's just how it is. But yeah, man, those short stalls up in Pike Place, man, they need to be fixed. At this point, I feel like they're just saying, "Hey, that's our history." And some places are just known for weird stuff, man. Pike Place Market with them stalls, these suburb towns with these old trains, you know, casinos not letting you win, people saying baby a certain way. You know, there's a whole bunch of places that can just be like that. And yeah, man, I think that's all I have for you guys today. And I was excited to be back, and that's what I've been up to. Told you guys everything I've been up to the past 2 weeks, and I told you guys it might be 2 weeks before I come back. And but next week I'll be back at the same time. I'm excited. I'm taking a Formine class. See Alaska. Shout out to See Alaska, and working on my art. That's all I'm up to, man. Hope you guys are working on your arts. Take some time away for yourself. I know that's a very important time. Go for a walk, man. I'm not saying go for a run. Go for a walk. And I'll see you guys next time. And until then, we're still paddling north, man. We'll be at the next res here eventually. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.